It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, we're here. We're here for the last time of 2025. This is it. This is the episode that we've been telling you about, and hopefully y'all have not been dreading it. Yeah, it is the season finale.
Yes, so end of season five, after last week's episode, we are both calm again after we went off the rails last week. But this will be a nice, just quick episode, nice holiday episode to kind of catch everybody up on end of the year things and just kind of moving. So this should just be a fun episode for your weekly travels. So I'm Demetrius.
And I'm Demetrius.
And Meet Your Meets presents
a Blurred City Podcast.
All right, so as I said, we will be going on break for the next few months. We'll probably come back in February, get back to our annual Valentine's Day episode, which is always fun getting into the mailbag with that. So without for this episode, we're going to just like kind of recap the year, some of our favorites, least favorites, and then ask each other questions if we have any related to nerddom, and then update the tiers of scoring, call back all the way to season one. So before we do any of that, let's hit us with the legal spiegel.
The purpose of this podcast is to explore digital and print media. All sources we reference are owned by their respective companies, and our thoughts and opinions are strictly our own and reflect no biases or corporate agendas. Your discretion is advised.
All right, so the biggest thing happening in nerddom right now is Avatar: Fire and Ash. We debated heavily if we wanted to do a recap of this, but after reviewing Way of Water like 2 years ago, kind of was like, no, not on. We were like on the fence, and then it was like, no, a veto. So I wanted to kind of see the movie, just kind of get a feel for it again. I was definitely hesitant going in, so I'm the only one on the pod so far that has seen it. But just with a non-spoiler review, to be honest with you, Meech, I really enjoyed it. It was really good. It was definitely better than the second movie. I think with the second movie, they had James Cameron had a lot of ideas for the movie, and it was like a cinematographer flex with that. But I think with this one, I think with the second movie also, there was a character that they really focused on, and this particular character kept doing dumb things repeatedly. In this movie, they gave less of a focus to that character, and then that character did less dumb things. So the action and story were just fine with, were good with it. Again, it looks like a PlayStation 6 cutscene watching it the entire time. But I really enjoyed it. I definitely came in like with like a critical eye for it, but I was like, man, like maybe 30 minutes, hour. And I was like, yo, this is gas. So with that, again, what I like to say, hey, don't listen necessarily to critics on anything that you might want to watch as the fan. Check it out. Have an opinion for yourself. And yeah, if you want to enjoy it, enjoy it. If you don't, you don't. But I definitely enjoyed this movie.
All right, cool. Hey, that still ain't going to allow me to go and watch it. But
unless we convince the first lady to convince you.
Unfortunately. Maybe she'll go, or maybe she already seen it. We all know.
That would be fortunate for you.
All right, it'd be fortunate for me.
All right, so going for that, just year in review stuff, we're going to get into some of our favorite and least favorite shows, movies of the year. So, Meech, which direction do you want to start?
You know what? Let's start off on a positive note. Let's start with some of our favorites. And this one I have to get started with, especially since it just finished. Welcome to Derry. It was amazing. It definitely showed us how Big Pennywise how he really truly cemented himself as one of them ones. Screw Them Kids was in full effect, and I couldn't be happier. And the fact that it got confirmed for seasons two or chapters two and three, so I'm excited to see more.
Okay, that's a bit concerning, partially because one, they either have to go even further back into the story or like make it around the time when they had the other kids in the movies. But overall, just kind of with that, the first movie, the first It movie, not the original, but like the newer versions of it with Skarsgård, was like, everyone was like, yo, this is incredible. One of the great horror movies, you know, of its time. And then the second one, people were like, yeah, you know. So I'm afraid, especially with this one where it's like, hey, we went further back. This is technically a prequel. And then we went all the way up to the time where he was, quote unquote, defeated. And then the next time he wakes up is It Part One. It's like, what more are you trying to explore?
Hey, well, at least with this one, it's like it. Well, it also did explore a concept in that actually is like pretty fascinating. No, oh, it's like it explored a pretty fascinating concept towards the end in the last episode, one that they can fully capitalize on and still be fully terrifying. It's like, yeah, we do know what has to happen in the end, at least with a couple of characters, but at the same time, it doesn't take away from the fact that it was terrifying. Plus the connections to other Stephen King related projects makes us want to go back and rewatch them. Like there's a whole like a whole list of like, hey, if you watch these shows slash movies in order, you'll get like the full experience. I'm like, I actually want to go do that.
It's crazy that Shawshank exists in that universe, and it's like literally the most normal movie.
Right?
Yeah, but yeah, Pennywise essentially being Dr. Manhattan was an interesting concept.
Mm-hmm.
But they probably haven't given anything on that yet, so I'm going to leave that there, but it makes sense for that to be your favorite. One of my favorite TV shows, and it, like two of these happened super early in the year, and this year, even though it's gone by quickly, feels like it's been 10 years at the same time somehow, but Invincible, and then also Andor season two.
Ooh.
Those, man, one of the best fight scenes ever animated on television, along with
Animated beatdown.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely quote unquote back and forth, but then also just with Andor, the how they were able to just like elevate the stakes, elevate the tension, and then to land the plane knowing where you have to like end it at, where essentially Andor season two has to end at the start of Rogue One.
Yep.
Absolutely incredible how they paced it as well, especially with year gaps, which was something that we were concerned about. So those are definitely two of my favorite TV shows that happened particularly earlier in the year.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I was and those were actually on my list too of favorites. So it was like, hey, not much more needs to be stated there, because like you pretty much mentioned the exact same ones. But let me just go ahead and throw an anime in there. So in this year was the second season of Solo Leveling. The second season of I Am Him, the anime, the second season of Auraforming. I believe like it's thanks to this show that Auraforming has reached the cultural highs that it is reached now. We see, you know, the likes of Piccolo getting his just due for Auraforming.
Yes.
Michael Jackson getting his just due for Auraforming, and also Sung Jinwoo being the top three, the big three, if you will, of Auraforming. And yeah, I said like we've both read the manhwa, and we both know like the direction it's going in. But it's like, hey, These are well animated. The soundtrack is great. I even went back and watched the English version, like the dub version, and the actor for Sung Jae Woo, Alex Lee, he out here killing it.
Nice.
Like you think you about to say like he might try to hit his Goku bag, you know what I'm saying? But but yeah, it's like definitely has his own flair to it, and I really like the kid. He grew on me. He grew on me.
Yes, staying in the realm of anime, which I feel like in terms of TV shows wasn't the highest of years, but for this one, ending an era, My Hero Academia, we talked about it last week. Man, that episode 3, Bakugo versus All for One, a movie, an absolute movie. That's some of the most beautiful animation that I think they saved all the budget of the previous seasons just for that particular thing. And just like the way it ended, me kind of having a part of it spoiled, but then the ending being slightly different, but then also just like how they wrapped everything up, I thought they did that really well. And was for a show that had such importance in anime, I think they did it justice, which you don't always see in endings of any type of medium.
Agreed, very much so. Again, we talked about it last episode, so and again, it's also on my list of some of the greats. But yeah, do you have any more?
Gen V, season 2. I enjoyed it. That was a really good season 2. At first, I was kind of like, oh man, they doing this boy's money grab for it. Which they are. But I think having it ended the way it ended, kind of leading into the last season of The Boys, it will elevate season 2 of Gen V even more if the tie-in that they had actually ties into the ending of the series. Based on how The Boys has been built up, it's probably not going to be as much as we think, but I do think that to an extent they have to kind of wrap up that cord. But then also just the way they handled Chance and his passing, and just like the respect that they put on him, and then that character not completely erasing. It's always tough for any actor, particularly, I would say he's probably the second biggest character in the show, second or third. Like, he's definitely top three. To have him pass away and then just be like, hey, we're not recasting and we're going to move forward, something that the Black Panther had to deal with in Wakanda Forever, something that we reviewed, and just like, yeah, the respect that they put into that was really... And then just one more thing in terms of TV shows, Alien Earth was surprisingly a hit. The revival of the Predator Alien series, like whole universe, has been a miracle these past few years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Agreed. And just one more thing, at least with when it comes to Gen V, is just the fact that like, yeah, it's like, hey, I mean, I didn't read the comic book series, thank God. but like, of course, like I learned all about like its synopsis, but it's like, the series has taken itself in such a different, it's a similar yet different direction. It's like, you don't know what in the world going to happen.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like, hey, you're going to be surprised one way or another, at least for this final season.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with all the complete changes in characters.
Absolutely. So with least favorite TV shows, I kind of don't really have one, because if there's a TV show that I don't really rock with, I just don't finish it. And then I kind of like let it wash over me and not remember. I more have a least favorite when it comes to movies, because I'm actually stuck in the movies and have to watch them. So, but if you got anything?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely do. This one's ongoing. One Frame Man. and again, it's one of the things where, like, story-wise, it should have been one of the greats. But the animation absolutely kills it.
PNG, man.
Yes. Again, I will never forgive how Garo just slides down a hill as just a PNG. And you just dragged him down. Like, nah, that can never be forgiven.
Our point clip art. See, the reason I can't have it in least favorite, because I haven't watched a single episode, so I'm just kind of like, I can't say anything about it, because I don't have any emotional investment, because I've given up hope.
Yep, and then another show that I'm going to lobby in is actually a real life show. One thing that I that I've been talking about for a while. You kept questioning, like, why in the world am I watching it? Love is Blind. This latest season was an absolute train wreck, absolute dumpster fire from start to finish. Well, not from start to finish. Like, it started off fine, but then as the episodes kept going, you're just like, I'm rooting for literally no one. And then by the end, turns out rooting for no one was the right choice because it ended in such a way that, like, no one gained any satisfaction from it. And of course you get all the memes of, but I'm such a nice guy. That's forever going to be cemented in media. It tainted the community.
That's reasonable.
So I just have those two.
Something I wish I could have watched, now that you mentioned that, is Love Island. I think that would have been, because I know that was taking the world by storm for a bit. So with that, we can transition to movies. So favorite movies for me, we kind of mentioned it at the start of the part two of season five. So I'm going to just blow through some of the ones that we already covered. So Sinners, obviously, Weapons, the Demon Slayer movie. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tie in also the Demon Slayer manga, because after the movie, I read the manga. Incredible. So I can't wait till part two. And then part three might make me mad, but part two is going to be gas. So that's going to be incredible. And is there another movie? Well, yeah. I think those, in terms of favorites for me, that those would be it. I mean, Superman as well, but the ones that I listed first were definitely my favorites of the year.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on all of those. I just want to add in Predator, the Badlands, because again, Demetrius is always gonna get us right.
Yes,
again, I know his name is Deck. I know that, people, but he is forever Demetrius, because the actor's name is Demetrius. So get that through y'all's skulls. And I just wanted to add that one in there, because that was certainly a good movie, especially like this year.
Yes, and the only other movie I would add is The Long Walk. The Long Walk has some of the most phenomenal acting I've seen this year.
I still haven't seen it yet.
It's so good. With it, like, you think it would be something where you would get bored of it, because it's literally how they market it is what happens in the movie and within the book as well. But it's just, like, so well acted, and you can, like, feel the dude, the black dude in the movie, he played it's not a droid. I forgot what they're called in Romulus, that Earth. It's not a synth. It might be a synth.
Yeah.
But yeah, he played that. So, like, he is so phenomenal in this movie. The clear star, and he's not even the main character of the movie. So that was another that I would say is, like, one of my favorites. Now, least favorites, in terms of movies, I have one strong one, and if you've listened to the pod, that would be 28 Years Later. That movie made me mad on, like, such a molecular level. So I don't know if I can do Bone Temple, man. I don't think I can do it because of that one movie.
Ooh, dang. Dang, you really gonna do them like that? But yeah, it's kind of crazy that it's like, for me, at least in terms of that, well, actually just in the movies in general that I've seen, it's like, I typically only see movies that I have a remote interest in. Now, whether or not it's good or bad is up to me. So as far as this year is concerned, like, this movie was definitely, like, on the lower end of the list in comparison to everything else, because I forgot to mention another movie that needs to be up there on one of my favorites, Black Phone 2, because taking a movie which didn't need a sequel and making a good sequel.
This is true.
But yeah, it's like, but yeah, so, like, just going over, like, the movies I've seen this year, so, like, really don't. I have one that has me in a rage. Until Dawn.
See, I didn't hate that movie. That's the thing. Like, I don't think it's good. I just didn't hate it.
See, it's on my least liked because of the fact that, okay, Until Dawn, amazing fire game.
Yes.
This movie has nothing to do with it.
I will say the thing about this movie, it is quite literally forgettable compared to the game, which is not, so.
Yeah, so I just can't. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And then in terms of a movie that we just watched, I don't know. It might be a bit of recency bias. I don't know if I can put it like in my top five this watch, but something that I really enjoyed was the Five Nights at Freddy's 2. It was goofy. And I enjoyed it. It was just a fun time. So.
Oh, yeah. Again, that's a movie where I know to turn my brain off and just have a good time.
Yes. So transitioning from there, unless there is anything else, but just like quick questions for each other that could be, you know, fun to ask. So I had one that I want to see you struggle with. So you can only keep one: the Star Wars Skywalker saga, the Infinity saga, or the King in Black.
So, all right. So run them down. So we got Star Wars.
Just the Skywalker saga. Yes.
Unfortunately, that does include episode 9.
Just the first six episodes.
Okay. I was about to say, if you include 7, 8,
yeah,
nine,
just the first six episodes.
All right. So it's the first six versus Thanos versus Everything Goes Back to Null.
Yes.
All right. Now we're cooking. All right. So first one out immediately is Infinity Saga. I'm not going to lie to you.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Nah. That one's the first one.
I can
one.
See that.
Now. All right, and now it's where things get tough between my glorious king, Vader, and then my glorious god, Null. All right, so that one's going to be rough. That one's a bit rough. But in any case, I believe if I had to choose, I'm going Star Wars. I can't betray my first love. However, again, if you added in 7, 8, and 9, it immediately, those three tank the 6 so much that I would have to go King in Black.
Nah, I was mostly focused on Anakin and Luke.
Yeah. If it's just Anakin and Luke, that's strong enough on its own to merit that cheddar. Again, bam, Funko Pop right up there. That watches over me as I sleep. So.
That's a good pick, because I would say, like, without, it's really tough. Like, if I were to pick those, I would do the Infinity Saga, both Star Wars and the Skywalker Saga. I feel like you can't have all these cinematic universes without Star Wars. I don't think it was the first cinematic universe, but in terms of, like, nerddom, like, it definitely popularized and, like, paved the way for it. The only reason I would pick the Infinity Saga going from, like, 08 all the way up to Endgame is because it made nerddom pop culture, which Star Wars, it created subcultures within the culture, but you would still, you know, can you still gotta like be in secret with your Star Wars fandom, but definitely with that's definitely a good choice. So,
yeah, definitely. All right, here's one for you.
Okay,
if you are forced to go to one of these locations.
Oh god.
Where are you going? Derry or Hawkins?
Oh, dang. How old am I?
You are the target audience, aka you're like 12 to 16.
Okay, so I think I gotta go with Hawkins, because with Derry, you're kind of cooked with Pennywise. There's not really a lot you can do. Like in the movie towards the end, part 2, and then also in this one, they didn't really beat him. Like, it was kind of like we've talked about before, where it's like you defeat someone versus you like kind of steal them away. So they didn't really beat Pennywise, quote unquote. They just kind of was like, there are people doing things they weren't supposed to do, and then he went to sleep, and then because they were doing things they were not supposed to do, he woke up and they just had to put him back to sleep. With Hawkins, at least I have 11, And then another character that I won't spoil if people haven't seen part one of Stranger Things. And then you have the other characters as well that have those powers. So, and also Vecna. Dang, he is targeting all the kids.
He's targeting y'all.
I at least have a squad of people that are like, hey, we fighting. We combating people. So I can at least rely on 11 in the crew.
So you're banking on the others to get you out of there.
Because with Pennywise, it's like, there's nothing you can do. Like, even if he, with the fear and stuff, like, okay, so if your kid, he targets you. I can't remember in part one how they defeated him or put him, like, waited him out.
They learned to stop being afraid and start beating the crap out of them with baseball bats.
Yeah, in the first one, and then in the second one, they were just like, they kind of like bullied him. So, but if I'm a kid, I'm probably not gonna do that. But I mean, like, he can literally just mess with your mind, like, especially like in Welcome to Derry, where they just took it to another level in terms of cruelty. Like, he killed like 20 kids in this show. Like, once I get hit with the deadlights, it's over. All right, so my question for you, my final one, so it's kind of a two-parter. So one game that you would turn into a movie and one game that you would turn into a TV show.
Dang. Okay. Hear me out. God of War as a TV series.
Which they're currently making, yes.
Yeah, which they currently are making. But it's like, hey, you make that TV series, you start from Kratos joining Ares' side all the way up to the end of Ragnarok, and that's like the final season. Or until the next God of War games come out. Yes. Or you can like spin it off into each mythology.
Probably the Atreus solo story.
Yeah, be Atreus in Egypt or Atreus with the Roman gods. So we got that as a TV series. Like, but as a movie, I think if you you don't even have to just have it be animated. I think like you could even have it be live action. But like recently, I've been getting back into Destiny.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so like as like, you know, a live action or animated like sci-fi series, similar vein to like could be like a rival to Star Trek and Star Wars. And you can even like blend elements of both into it. And that could be like a series of just them conquering like various different factions.
Interesting.
And like I think like the world building of that can actually work as a movie. It could also even work as a TV series because of just the sheer amount of factions there are.
Here's the only thing with Destiny that's tricky. If you can't get a Halo movie / TV series, it might be a little bit hard to sell Destiny.
Yeah, it very much is. It very much is.
Do like that though, but it's just the fact that Halo of all things can't get off the ground.
Yeah, it's because Halo kind of screwed everything up for Bungie on that one. If that don't work, Dying Light.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Dying Light.
That's a really good one.
It's like, because of the fact, like, you do it from third-person perspective for, like, most of the movie, and you could have sections of the movie that switches to first-person.
That'd be sick.
As he parkouring and doing some crazy nonsense. Oh, and you know that zombie media is on the rise.
Yep.
Like, you see how well Last of Us is murking the game right now.
Indeed.
And the fact Walking Dead is still undead.
Yeah.
It's undead, so it can't die or go anywhere. So, yeah. I think that's the answer. What about you? What would you pick?
For TV show, Red Dead Redemption. The tricky part is, do you start with Red Dead Redemption 2 and then end with Red Dead Redemption? Or do you start with Red Dead Redemption and then do Red Dead Redemption 2 as a prequel to make people feel good at the end? Because if you start with one And it, well, if you start with two and then end on the first one, people just gonna be depressed after how both of those end. But if you do like kind of like how they did it with the games, by the time you reach the end of Red Dead Redemption 2, you were kind of just like, ah, I get to play with John again. This feels good, you know, as opposed to what happened at the end of the first game.
Dang, that's good. And also, a quick question. Where would Undead Nightmare take place in the timeline?
That would have to be a spinoff animated movie, I feel like could work. Or, yeah, that would have to be like a animated spinoff movie, or it would have to be like a dream sequence or something like that. Or like a something. Yeah, like a special. I don't know who would own that, but like I feel like they would have to do like a special TV show that would be like streaming exclusive, I think. And then the dude wakes up from a dream. But that would be fun. That was like one of the only few like zombie games or horror zombie games that I've ever played. For movie, see, this is where it gets tough. Because you have to think about like some games take so long to play that it's impossible to do it as a movie. I want to say Ghost of Tsushima would work as a movie, but it's so long. So there's like multiple parts to it. But I feel like if you did a Ghost of Tsushima part one and then a part two, that would work. Not like the games one and two, but like if you just split the first game in half.
Okay. Yeah, I think those work. All right, so my
no for a movie. These games are long, but Death Stranding works better as a movie than I would say as a TV show.
Okay. Makes sense. So I see that none of us decided to do anything Elden Ring or From Software related.
Because the reason you can't do that is because the experience of it is you dying and getting better. So the only way you would possible way it could work is if you had a character that was essentially doing a Groundhog Day type situation.
Yep.
And it's like they would have to like get to a boss, die, get to a boss, die, and just like go from there. And I don't know how satisfying that is to watch.
Yeah, very true. Very true.
Because if you had him in there, like, one-shotting the boss, there's no way. But they are making a Sekiro anime.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's
are.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Also, I want to put out there for a potential movie, Silent Hill F.
Mm.
If, only if this new Return to Silent Hill movie is a banger.
That is true.
If it comes out a banger, you go Silent Hill F.
That makes sense. Point. Yeah, keep going.
I say you get the weebs, may get some down bad people, but you still get that horror crowd.
Yes, for Software that you mentioned it. I know I just said what I said. The only game that I think would work is Bloodborne.
Heck yeah,
because it has like a horror. There's like a certain lore to it. I mean, the lore of all these games is really confusing. They're definitely gonna make an Elden Ring TV show at some point, but Bloodborne as like a movie or a TV show would be crazy. Like, just like the hunters having to fight these like Elden, like these evil beasts and stuff like that. The Blood Moon, that would go crazy.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah.
The aura farming in Bloodborne.
Death, become my blade once again. Oh, I hear that. I'm doing numbers.
Because everyone is like, they have their own, like, the hunters. So, like, everyone would be different and stuff like that. And then, you know, the Getsugo Tenso Blade, getting that one. So, and what would be really cool, like, if you can't, like, because that game is, there's no blocking, no real blocking in that game. Like, the counters, like, how they would do that, where you have to shoot. Oh, that would be so cool animated.
Yeah, or, I was like, Sean, it's blocking.
Bloodborne is the only one that I think would, like, actually work.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I guess for my final question, Absolute Gotham.
Oh, God.
New York City. Marvel New York City. The Invincible Verse.
Ooh.
Which one you taking?
Marvel's New York City easily because, like, an absolute Gotham. Let me just start there. The first, like, few panels are just people getting shot. Like literally getting shot for no reason. And then, like, random people, like, having bounties on their heads, like, and getting shot. There's no realm in which I'm doing that. Living in a world where absolute Bane exists or absolute Joker, and they haven't even got to his, like, full extent, considering the fact that he is the leader of the absolute Justice League. And they just be snatching people up and... No, absolutely not. Then with the Invincible Universe... They're literally subjugating the entire world. There's no place that is safe from these Viltrumites. And even if you're good from the Viltrumites, you have like battle beasts and evil people that their souls are dragons and stuff like that. And even if you're good, from that, you have variants of Invincible destroying the major cities in the world and no one can stop them. At least in like New York City, there are heroes that at least have a chance at stopping people. I mean, I know the crime is crazy, but they at least have a chance at stopping some of these villains.
So we get to have you. So you're choosing a place where it gets invaded by aliens probably every other week, a place that that gets taken out by Ultron every other Thursday.
I mean, Noel literally almost ended the world there. We saw another sunny day. With this absolute, it's just no. I can't do absolute Gotham because it's made by Darkseid. I can't do it.
I'll choose nowhere in the verse. I'm not even gonna lie to you. The absolute verse is just cook.
Oh, man, absolutely not. So going from there, we're going to get into the Tears of Scorn and get into some updates. So this is something that we talked about in our very first episode. Just with, like, the stigma in nerddom, these Tears of Scorn growing up from the time that we grew up, and just essentially for a lot of people, there's kind of, like, tears of nerddom that you can talk about in public versus that you can't talk about in public. And the level of criticism, scorn, derision that you might get varies depending on these tiers. So in the first season, we came up with these tiers. So tier, and starting at the top is the one that is most popular, least amount of criticism with. When we get done with it, I think there's a definite change that we need to make. But tier one, superheroes. So Marvel, DC, all the like Boys Universe, also animated TV shows, so stuff like that. Second tier, cartoons. So basically anything in your childhood, Cartoon Network. I guess these days, Castlevania, kind of the Netflix anime, since you don't count that as anime technically. But the animated series on Netflix and the different likes, you know, SpongeBob, Danny Phantom, we've talked about that as cartoons. Third one, fantasy. So for me, this one is going to drop to the bottom, but fantasy, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, I guess you can include the Percy Jackson series and stuff like that, where it's just like lords and ladies type deal. This one is going to be complicated because fantasy has a lot of subcategories within it. And then the last one, when we first started the podcast, was anime at the bottom, which is self-explanatory. I think anime... needs to probably be second.
Oh, I absolutely agree. Honestly, like you can make an argument for it being number one.
I low-key wanted to say that, but I was still giving superheroes some credit. I low-key think anime is one. I think fantasy is definitely last. And then superheroes and cartoons are kind of like 2-3. The thing with fantasy that kind of got me though is that Game of Thrones type fantasy, Star Wars type fantasy, and then like Lord, it's kind of in the middle, but Lord of the Rings type fantasy are all different fantasies. Mm-hmm. Well, Lord of the Rings and Game of Thrones are very similar, but those are very different types of fantasies. I guess we could say like The Last of Us is a different type of fantasy that's within it. And I feel like the Star Wars / Star Trek / Harry Potter type fantasy people are the reason that this tier has to be at the bottom now. Only because the toxicity in this fandom is by far the worst.
You sure? Because,
Star Wars fans, you know me.
okay, yeah, I can kind of get there, but it's like with that, and then you also have people like in the animes where you're like the there are certain fandoms within there that are absolutely diabolical too, and I think like it's not completely fair to at least judge one by like the bad apple, but not address the others.
I get you. It's just that obviously this is because, anime is like, as much as we appreciate it, is technically not our culture. Or like it spans from Japan. So like we can kind of isolate ourselves from an extent of the criticism. I definitely know it can get bad, with that. I just think that like we did a stretch where we were like reviewing Star Wars series, and it's like there's one black Star Wars character and everyone loses their mind. And then it'd be like something like Lord of the Rings, what, like a black elf, and all these, well, not all, again, the internet blows things up, but then you hear so much of it for criticism from that. And then it's, and then just like not even just like pure fandom, but in terms of like talking, when you talk about some fantasy things in public versus when you talk about, let's say, superhero things, the level of nerdiness in which it sounds is insane, objectively speaking.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you're trying to talk about elven and all that. Yeah, you kind of.
Like talking about elf culture of Lord of the Rings and the creation of their language versus just like the Demon Slayer fight is like such a different level of nerddom. And don't get me wrong, like fantasy is like one of like my favorites, and it's definitely something that a lot of us started with. And like you mentioned, like Star Wars was your first love. For both of us, Harry Potter was there when we were growing up, like all those movies at the time. So I appreciate it. I just think that comparatively, and it's more of a, again, a subculture thing, is that anime has taken off the past 5 years or so since we started talking. Superheroes, we dropped it because of, it just isn't at the peak of what it is, but it still makes the most money. In terms of just like movies, TV shows, gaming, and then comics, like it's still there, even if you don't think it's like peak. Cartoons, we can maybe argue that honestly with fantasy.
Yeah, I'd probably like argue more with that because like you don't really see too many people talk about like cartoon related stuff.
My only thing with cartoons, I feel like it's just so nostalgic that you don't hear a lot of criticism about someone talking about cartoons.
I mean, yeah, but it's like, yeah, say like the most of the time, like when you're at least for me and these conversations that I have with other people, it's just like they just remember specific moments within cartoons, like just or like specific. It's like, oh, remember this show? It's like, oh yeah, I remember that. Or how memes have basically
Yes.
evolved just by using stills of certain shows. But yeah, I think like that's about it, at least in terms of like my sphere.
Yeah, remember, this is the tiers of score, not what's the best, because fantasy is probably two and then anime one these days. But in terms of scorn, I think that fantasy people, well, the wars within also fantasy communities also go crazy. So
Yeah, it does.
all right. So, any other thoughts before we transition to the what's hot? I only have two things based on what I just got out of with the, in terms of trailers for Avatar: Fire and Ash.
No, I don't have anything else. Go ahead and hit him with the what's hot.
Right. So, I guess this is going to, one of these is going to be a spoiler for you, Meech, related to Avengers Doomsday. Do you want to hear it?
Oh, I
It's
already
probably
saw the
going to,
leaked trailer.
okay. So for people, it's a week past when it was revealed, so I'm not like spoiling anything, but Steve Rogers is going to be in Doomsday. So expect that next year. Is that the only thing that you saw in the trailer? Because that was all that happened in the trailer we
Yeah, it's
saw
just
in
like you
theaters.
see Steve Rogers and his kid. Yeah.
Yes. So Steve Rogers is back in Doomsday. My one concern with Doomsday is that it might fall into the Spider-Man 3 / Amazing Spider-Man 2 trap, where there's so much going on, and I don't think the setup has been great.
Oh, no. Setup has absolutely been kind of, like, horrendous, because, like, and plus there's, like, a million different plot threads that just hasn't been resolved yet. Especially stretch of movies, and you're just like, are these ever going to, like, the tease of Blade, which is never going to happen anymore.
No.
And, of course, they finally addressed what happened with the Eternals, or at least what happened with that giant Celestial, but not what happened
to Eternals.
But the Eternals themselves, you have no idea. Shang-Chi got a couple. You get what happened. Well, what happens with the new Avengers and the Fantastic Four? Yeah, we're gonna get some on that.
And not even technically, the main villain of this arc was replaced.
Yeah. It's like the last time you saw Kang, it was in Ant-Man Quantumania. Tease of a whole dynasty, and then they switched out for Doom.
They're just gonna probably be like, hey, Loki wiped out the Kangs or something like that.
Probably, because literally, there's only been one thing Doom-related.
And it was a tease. Yeah.
And it was at the tease at the end of this last Fantastic Four movie.
I think the only other thing was just like a quick mention in Wakanda Forever. But then that's not even going to be the Doom that we're thinking. Well, we don't know, but that's probably not going to be the Doom that we see if it's going to be Robert Downey Jr. playing Doom. So,
yeah.
All right. So then the other thing, in Fire Ash, they released the first, like, it was more of a scene, but it served as a teaser of the Odyssey. Meech, this is winning Best Picture next year. Dude, they show like a whole scene. This is winning this is winning Best Picture of the year next year. Just wrap it up. Wrap it up. No one is in his bag.
Hold on. I'm about to look this up.
Dog, when they played it at the start of the trailers, everyone in the theater was silent. And it was like that we're all locked in paying attention silence. And then when it went off, it was like almost a standing ovation in my theater. That is winning Best Picture next year. There's no other movie that's going to touch that next year. I'm sorry it's to Dune 3. I'm sorry to Doomsday. Nothing is touching the Odyssey next year.
Ooh. Oh, man. See, I was already excited for that. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So the only thing else is that they released the first trailer for the Calling Games, which I saw is going to be a part one, which means please pray for the animators and their families.
What a family.
They won't see them in Christmas, I can tell you that.
Exactly.
So, Mitch, what you got?
All right. So for me, I told y'all that I saw the leaked trailer for Avengers Doomsday. Another leaked trailer came out, this time for Spider-Man Brand New Day.
Ooh.
And unfortunately, it already got taken out by the Disney dynasty. Yep, they already sniped them out of existence, but I was able to see footage. And it was by the same people who did the Doomsday leak, too.
They about to get snatched up.
Oh, yeah. Somebody about to get snatched up expeditiously. But we might be cooking. And also they gave a little like thing post where it says Zendaya's MJ is going to be in the movie, which we already knew. But she's going to have a new boyfriend.
Oh, Paul.
Yeah. My heart sunk about 12 deep into the bowels of my body. I'm like, no, not Paul, of all people.
All right. Just one quick thing I want to add before you like go through yours. I found out yesterday Dave Chappelle dropped a new stand-up special on Netflix.
Oh, I'm about to watch these.
Yes, because I was literally scrolling on Twitter, and then I was like seeing like some clips, and I was like, wait a minute, he got a new I thought it was like, okay, someone like live taped it or something like that, which he usually doesn't even allow. But then I saw it was on Netflix. I immediately watched it earlier today. Dog, the last 40 minutes are such elite storytelling that I was blown away about how he managed to weave literally everything from that into the last 40 minutes and then tell the story that he did. So I would definitely recommend it.
Okay. Yeah. I need to take a listen. But also, just FYI, at the time of this episode's release, hey, we got a new batch of Stranger Things, y'all.
This is true.
New batch of episodes, and after that, you're going to have to wait one more week.
Is it Christmas or Christmas Eve? I can't remember.
It was Christmas.
Okay. So, good luck spending time with your family. You got Stranger Things, you got the NFL, and you got NBA games.
Yep. Or just go ahead, wrap it up. Just give your gifts in the morning and then lock in for the rest of the day.
Agreed.
But yeah, and then of course, hey, there's all the usual accoutrement with anime and movies and whatnot. We already told you all that in the previous episode. So mm-hmm. Yeah, didn't want to take up too much time there.
All right, so we can get a wrap up. Just a reminder, we will be going on break, so we're going to probably ideally come back in February for our February Valentine's Day episode, and then from there we'll decide. So with that, let's get into our plugs and get up out of here for the holidays.
All right, so Instagram, X formerly known as Twitter and Threads, BlurredCity22. Like, comment, subscribe, stay up to date on all notifications of our release schedule. We also are on YouTube and Patreon on Blur City Pod. Get access to very exclusive episodes never before seen. We have our Discord linked in the Instagram page. Go ahead and join the fine community of pure degeneracy. We have our email address, blurredcity22@gmail.com, if you want to submit your thoughts or like your answers to the questions that we have, or just like your thoughts on 2025 in general. And then, finally, I'm the Jedi Born on Mustafar on Instagram, TikTok. However long you got TikTok left, what you got?
All right. For my individual author pages, we have my X/Twitter, that is @TheMadDash16. For my Instagram, that is Mitri_Dash, so METRI_DASH. For my if you're interested in my book, Phantom Reckoning, that is available on Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes & Noble. So, unlike Jake Paul, we will be able to chat with our families over the holidays. So we'll leave you with some words of encouragement.
Woo! Oh, you crazy. But yeah, just, hey, remember that over the holidays is a time for loved ones. It's a time for just having a good time together. If you have no one to spend with, that doesn't mean you're not loved. But you can always go and... There's always somebody who you can turn to. So never forget to, hey, go reach out for help. And if you're one of the few people who can help, hey, reach out a hand.
Yes. My only thing would be to make sure you take care of yourself. With the holidays coming up, a lot of people being able to get of those days off, rest, recharge, and just like make sure you're good physically and mentally. So with that, it's not goodbye forever, it's just goodbye for now. And that's the Blurred City Podcast.
See you later next year.